This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning, I am talking to Amy McLaren from Precycle. Good morning, Amy. How's it going?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. All the better to be talking to you. Now, we are talking about an event coming up later on in September, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is a cleanup week organised in partnership with Palmy Bid. Now, there's obviously a lot of interesting things we can talk about there. The first thing I wanted to ask, because we've done a little bit of work with Palmy Bid in terms of like the live music outdoor events that they've put on. But why are they partnering with you with regard to like a clean-up rubbish type event?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. Last year, we ran this cleanup event. We self-funded it, and Palmy Bid joined in. Matthew over there is great fun. And we had a really great, engaging time. We also ended up interacting with quite a few members of the public who were really interested in making the city shine, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, this year they're co-hosting because it connects kind of directly to the Palmy Bid mission of keeping the Bid area vibrant, attractive, beautiful, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's where our main areas are that we're cleaning up, yeah.
Excellent, excellent. So, I mean, I suppose I should have led with this, but like, what is a Precycle? Who are you guys? Why am I talking to you?
That's a great question. So, yeah, we're a business in the CBD. We have over 4 years of experience in waste and sustainability, and our main goal is to help businesses solve waste problems, whether that's sometimes they have high disposal costs or they want to have diversion from landfill increased or they want to hit their sustainability goals. That's kind of what we do. Also, if you've been to, I don't know how many events in the square you go to, but if you've seen the sort of sections of four bins with someone saying, put your waste in here, that's us.
That's a really cool initiative though, right? Because you see municipal bins where they like split things out. And the problem with that is because either people can't be bothered or they just don't really understand what goes where, because sometimes when you're talking about like recycling versus rubbish, those rules are counterintuitive. Stuff that you think should go in one place actually goes in the other.
Yeah.
Having somebody who stands there, obviously it's feasible at events, but not feasible just at street corner rubbish bins. But having somebody who stands there and tells you where stuff goes, that's really useful.
Yeah, we have found it's really got our diversion rates up for Palmy events. One of our favourites is I think there was one that had 350 kilograms of waste, and we managed to get over three quarters diverted from landfill, which was really good. Our highest number has been 96% away from landfill, which
that's
I'm so
really
proud
cool.
of. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, obviously this might seem obvious, but like, why get stuff out of landfill? Like, what's the purpose of doing that?
That's a really good question. Yeah, there's so many reasons. First of all, it gives materials that would be waste a second life. So, for example, the waste that we have at events, a lot of it will go to the Awapuni Resource Recovery Centre, or will go, like especially organics, will go to be made into compost. So those things that could be creating carbon emissions in the Bonnie Glen landfill are now being able to compost and fuel the land.
And I mean, because I have a home compost system. And of course, the thing with home compost is because it's small, it doesn't get that hot. So there's all the stuff that you can't really put in there.
Pretty much.
Because you'll just attract pests or it won't break down fast enough. It'll be a pain when you try and turn it over. Mm. But places like the Awapuni Resource Recovery Centre don't really have that problem because they've got these enormous enormous great compost heaps.
Yeah.
So the temperatures they get are way higher and they can break stuff down way better.
Yeah, I mean, that's the advantage of industrial versus home composting, right? And a lot of the things that we'll get, for example, like packaging from companies that are certified industrial compostable, you couldn't just take home and chuck in the bin there. So, yeah, that's what we do at events.
Amazing. So, I mean, with this event that's coming up, like, what is the plan for it? When is it going to be and what are people going to be doing?
Yeah, sure. So it's an event that's held as part of Keep New Zealand Beautiful Cleanup Week, which is New Zealand's largest annual cleanup. They had, it was 67,000 volunteers last year, and they managed to divert removed 650 tons of waste from New Zealand streets. So we're running like an adjacent event or a local event as part of the national effort called Palmy Cleanup Week. It's running from the 19th of September to the 25th of September, and we're doing cleanups over lunchtime. So it's 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. The Precycle team will be accompanying everyone. We'll provide all the PPE and we'll walk around the streets in about four quadrants, one per day, and then we'll sort it to make sure that it can be diverted, or as much can be diverted as possible, right?
So, I mean, like, what are you hoping to achieve here? Like, how what do you think the impact will be, I guess?
There's a lot of impact that I can think of personally. It's a litter pickup to start with. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the visible part that we can see. But the big thing is the community awareness. So not only will it be just going around and picking up litter in the community, I mean, that's a great thing to do. And we've been involved with things like the Plastic Pollution Challenge and other things that I know you've been in as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've come to some of the Plastic Pollution Challenge events and it's amazing the stuff that you end up pulling out of streams.
Yeah.
Right? Like you wouldn't imagine. my kid was, I think, last time we did one, she's now 13, but she would have been like 11, I think. And she was really into like just the beginnings of having true crime ideas. And so she found like a pair of specs and a kitchen knife. And she formed this enormous story about like how someone had been murdered. And they're going on the way.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, like just fascinating stuff coming out of there.
Yeah. I think I remember the last year when we saw like pretty much an entire DVD set had been like in this alleyway, just sort of like all splayed out, and we were like, "Nice, we could have a film night," you know. We never know, but yeah, I feel like it's more than just a litter pickup. You know, it ends up starting conversations about waste, sustainability, how we all have a shared responsibility for the space that we're in, and also because we're advertising through Palmy Bid as well, or partnering with Palmy Bid, it means that there's that business target as well. So it gets businesses to, one, connect with each other and see, oh, look, there's some partnerships we can make there, but also consider their effect, you know, if you've got a storefront, what's happening at the front of your store?
Yeah, because I think, you know, particularly in the middle of town, right, it's really easy to assume that that's somebody's full-time job and you should just leave them to it. But anything that doesn't get picked up and doesn't get caught by whoever's job it is, that's probably plastic that's going to end up in a drain, and then if it ends up in a drain, it's going to end up in a waterway.
Yeah, and I mean, we can pretty much use this week as an opportunity to help out where we can, right? I think it will be so nice, even if at least for a week.
Yeah,
and shiny.
Yeah. Now, as I mentioned, I had my kids with me at the Plastic Pollution Challenge events. Are these ones going to be family friendly as well? Is that the plan?
Yeah, absolutely. So while the event isn't specifically directed towards families and children, we are happy for anyone to get involved. It's actually a really good chance to teach kids around recycling practices and things that, I mean, even I don't know as an adult, or I've learned from being in this job. So, yeah, super family friendly.
Yeah, and I mean, like, picking up rubbish doesn't seem super glamorous, but actually sometimes kids get super into it. You know, they really like the fact that their eyes are a bit sharper and they're lower to the ground. So they actually spot stuff that grown-ups won't see and they can kind of lord it over them a bit. Yeah, that was certainly my experience with the plastic pollution stuff, is the kids really enjoyed kind of finding stuff that other people had missed.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, my second job is as an early childhood educator. So it's really good fun to see what the kids get up to. And I think just from seeing them out there exploring at the centre, very easy to see how that would be a parallel if they were having a look around. Yeah, maybe not that young though.
Amazing. So look, thank you so much for coming and talking today. I do hope that people jump on board with this. If people want to find out more about Precycle and who you guys are, or you know, more about this event so that they can have dates for particular, because I know that you're splitting areas up into quadrants and things and tackling different points on different days, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
If people want to make sure that, you know, they lock in for the particular bit they're interested in, maybe all that stuff, what's the best way to find you and Precycle for all of that?
Yeah, the best way would be on our socials.
Mm-hmm.
So we're PrecycleNZ on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So prominently we'll have updates posted. I think we've got a few posts up already on our Facebook and our LinkedIn page. We've also been featured on CEDA's page, Environmental Network, and Manawatū Business Chamber. So, I mean, if you're subscribed or following any of those, you might be able to see us through there, but our socials are the best place. Otherwise, people can email me directly at amy@precycle.co.nz. So that's recycle with a P at the front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then to get involved, you just sign up on the sheet that's on our socials, choose the quadrant or day that's closest to your business and easiest to join, and then show up. We have all the PPE and all the equipment.
Amazing. And if people just wander up on the day, they can get involved as well?
Oh, absolutely. So the advantage to signing up is for businesses that they get tagged and promoted on all of our social media, and it's sort of a chance for businesses to get involved in that way. But if you're just an individual that wants to get involved, you can sign up. That's great, but you can also just come along.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Amy.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR, also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.